classes on Art of Chanting, which have been going on for a few months here and there. And this chapter from the Art of Chanting book is chapter 9, and this is page 135. The chapter is called Crying for Krishna. This idea about crying for Krishna, there are different quotes in this particular section about crying for Krishna. Like children cry for cookies and cakes, and they cry for material objects. Oh, mommy, I want this. That's you. And so they cry, they want these toys, or they want this new toy. Mommy, can I have this? And she says, no, you have enough toys. No, I really want it. No, that's enough. You have enough toys. Relax. Chup karo. Chup karo. And then he keeps, no, no, he keeps pushing and pressing. And then finally she says, no. And then he reacts by going, wah, wah, toy, wah, wah, wah. So crying for Maya. Children are very good at crying for Maya. And wives are very good about crying for Maya. Oh, Prabhu, give me this, give me that. And husbands are also good at crying for Maya. They cry to their boss, give me a raise. I'm working so hard, give me a raise. Wah, wah, wah. So everyone's crying for Maya. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are supposed to dovetail our crying propensity, cry for Krishna. But that all of a sudden our crying becomes blank. We run out of tears, we run out of sighs and moaning and groaning. We can't do it. We just can't cry for Krishna. We can cry for everything else. Man cries for woman, woman cries for man. Children cry for candy. Everyone's crying for something. If you can't get what you want, you cry. TNT. Tears, tongue and tears. A secret weapon of all women. TNT. Right? TNT also means dynamite. Now you have RDX. Now you have RDX, which is supersonic dynamite. But when I grew up, we had TNT. Which means some kind of thing. Yeah, it's nitrite, trinitrate toluene. It's some kind of chemical name, group of chemicals which you can't pronounce. So to make it easy, you say TNT. There's nitrate, it's there. It's a very highly volatile chemical that makes a big boom, and it's a big firecracker and blows up a whole building. So we have decided that women are also carrying these deadly weapons. All women of the world are carrying TNT, tongue and tears. First they ask what they want. If they don't get what they want, they cut the man to pieces with their tongue. And that doesn't finish him after they cut him to pieces with their tongue, which means their words, spicy words, bitter words, cutting words. Then if that doesn't work, then, Prabhu, you don't love me. Ashru, Prem Ashru. Prem Ashru? Some type of Ashru. Maya Ashru. Tears of illusion. Moa Ashru. Illusory tears. But the Lord, He's crying. You hear, what did we just hear from Chaitanya Bhagavat? Is the Lord crying? Yes. Does everyone agree? Who's He crying for? He's crying for His devotee. Is it? You agree? Did you hear that? So we read in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying for His devotee, who is taking the role, who was in Krishna Lila, His father, when Gauranga was appearing as Radharani. But the Lila here is God cries for His devotee. Gauranga is crying for Pundarik Vindinini. The word is krandan. It's a, you say, what do you say in Hindi? Krona or something?
Rona.
Rona, crying. So it's krandan. Krandana. He's crying. He's collapsed on the ground. He's entered into internal consciousness. And he's crying, Bap, my father, when will I see you? Oh, when will I see you? When will I see you? So Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's collapsed on the ground. He's become incapacitated. He was dancing in kirtan and just remembering his devotee and feeling that bhakta viraha, that separation from his devotee Pundarik, who was in Chattagram, which is quite a distance from Mayapur, and remembering his devotee who was at a distance to him, away from his heart, away from his vision. Gauranga Mahaprabhu collapsed on the ground and entered into deep internal consciousness, feeling great bhakta viraha, separation from his devotee, and started crying. We read that. You were here? You were with me? You heard it? You were there?
Yes, sir.
That was the Madhyakanda. Now, from Krishna's, from Bhagavan's side, we see very clear example from our discussion tonight. It's interesting how these classes go back to back, which didn't even... It's not planned. This is just how it's flowing. Because we're simply carrying on. The Lord is crying for his devotee. Where is my devotee? He says, dekhiya nahi. He says, I am not seeing my devotee. I'm feeling great pain of separation from my devotee. And he's crying. God is crying for his devotee. Jivera sorupaya krishnera nitya das. Krishna das, who is that? You are a jiva? Are you jivatma? Are you jivatma? English, great samaste. You're jivatma. Yes, I am jiva. I'm living. Jiv, atma. Jivara sorupaya, krishnara nitya das. Every jiva is Krishna's das. Das means his devotee. Devotee of Krishna. So that Krishna, who every jiva is a devotee of, is crying for us. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is crying for Pundarik, he's a devotee. Is it right? Are we a devotee? Yes, we're a devotee. The same God, the same Bhagavan. Gaur Krishna Bhagavan. Gaur Krishna Bhagavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gaura Rai, Gaura Sundar, Gaura Chandra. So he's crying. God is crying for the devotee, which means God is crying for us. Because every jiva is a devotee. Do you agree? Go like this. Every jiva is a devotee. So this means, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God, is crying for Pundarik, that Krishna is crying in his heart because he's not seeing us. He's not feeling our association. So he's crying for us. So therefore, this chapter is called Crying for Krishna. From our side, Krishna's crying for us. When will I see my devotee again? When will I see these jivas that are in the prison house of Durga in the material world, suffering in a samsara of birth and death? Janma mritya dravyadi dukadoshana darshanam. When will I see them again? And he comes here to show himself and his avatar and his avatars and his leelas. And he invites us, come. So this crying, we shall understand how merciful, how loving the Lord is, and we should cry, I'm so far from you, I'm separated from you. When will I meet you? We should learn the art of crying for Krishna, crying for God. We can pray to Lord Chaitanya, oh Lord Chaitanya, you're praying for your devotees. I am also your devotee. But now I am estranged. I am estranged from you. I am separated from you. You are there and I am here. You're very far away. And you're missing me and you're crying in my separation. I'm missing you and I'm crying in your separation. But the problem is, we are not missing God. We are quite satisfied and happy to live without Him. Without remembering Him. Without speaking about Him, without hearing about Him, and especially without seeing Him. Status quo. Business as usual. Everything's fine. Don't rock the boat. We have a good thing going here. We have a big bungalow. Refrigerator full of food. A fancy car and a cell phone. And a fat bank account and lots of investments. And beautiful body. Intelligence, fame, and name. Well, what do we need Him for? You do your thing, I'll do my thing. You do your thing up there, Bhagavan. I'll do my thing down here. Do my thing. But your thing is very precarious. You could be annihilated any second. So this is the tragedy that we find ourselves in. That although all of this is going on the side of Bhagavan, how much he's crying, how much he's caring, on our side, we don't care a fig. We don't care a fig. the expression. Fig means anjir. Anjir? Ek anjir nebichar. We don't consider one fig. Ek anjir. Anjir. Nebichar. We don't consider even for one fig. I'm really very, very busy. I have a lot of things to do. Very important things to do besides cry to Krishna. At any rate, when Prabhupada started ISKCON and he initiated this chanting of Hare Krishna, he said, listen, I'll give you an idea. Do you want to know how to chant Hare Krishna? How do you chant? How? What is the bhavana? What is the thought, the thinking, the backing? You should chant the holy name of Krishna like a child crying for his mother. What kind of child? What kind of crying? Genuine crying, not candy crying. There's candy crying, bicycle crying, gift crying, present crying. Genuine, that's fake, that's knuckly. Knuckly Rohan. Rohan, Rona. Knuckly Rona. Knuckly Rona. But asli Rona. Ekdam asli, correct. Proper Rona, proper crying is genuine. When the bee stings the child, when he steps on a thorn, ah! That's genuine. He's in pain, he's suffering. It's not fake, produced, mentally produced. So I want to get this toy, she's not giving it to me. So then it's calculated crying. Calculated, measured and calculated. Oh, okay, now I'll cry. But this is involuntary crying. When you step on a thorn or some bug bites you, or a wasp lands on your neck and bites, stings you. Oh. So this, we should genuinely cry, oh Krishna, I'm really in a bad situation. I'm really not good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So this chapter is about crying. And I remember once we were discussing this point, and Satsrupa Maharaj was saying, and when this was asked a long time ago, someone asked him and said, well, Maharaj, I can't cry. I've never been good at this. I've never been able to cry. I'm too staunch. I'm too hard. I'm too cold. I'm too rigid. I have no sentiments, especially men, or at least jivas in men's bodies, or maybe some hard-hearted women. I can't cry. It's too mushy. It's too weak. It's too sentimental. I'm too tough. I'm a tough guy. I can't cry. I could never cry. And then Satsuki Maharaj, so he said, how can I cry for Krishna? He asked him. He said, well, then you should cry over the fact that you can't cry. You should cry over the fact that you can't cry. I can't cry. God, I can't cry. I don't know how to cry. I don't know how to cry. Oh, hey, I'm crying. I'm crying because, over the fact that I don't know how to cry. And if you can somehow break down or soften. Of course, real crying comes by the softening of the heart, by purification. When the heart is purified by sadhana, a yoga sadhana, in this case bhakti yoga, because bhakti is about sentiment, a prakriti, transcendental spiritual sentiments, which arise in the purified soul as a result of proper sadhana and kripa, guru kripa, nam kripa. The soul becomes soft, masrina, the symptom of bhava. Then crying comes naturally. So God's heart is so soft, and the heart of his devotees is so soft. So crying often comes. So these are some quotes about crying. The Goswami's, Srila Prabhupada's lecture, he's speaking here in 1969, which is very early in this ISKCON movement. He's saying the six Goswamis, Rupa Sanatan, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, when they were in Vrindavan 500 years ago, they never said, oh, last night I saw Krishna dancing in Sevakunj, in Rasastali. They never saw that. They never said that. They never said, oh, I've seen Krishna. But what were they doing? They're always praying. Vandanam. Hey Radhe. Brajadevike Chalalite Hinanda Sunakutaha. They're always praying in separation. Where? Kotai. Kotai means Bengali for where. Kahan. Oh, Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where are you? Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, oh Krishna, are you on Govardhan Hill on the bank of the Yamuna? Where are you? Their business was crying like this. Throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan, they were crying and searching after Radha and Krishna. So we have to follow the footprints of the Goswamis, how to search out Krishna and Radharani and Vrindavan, or within your heart. This is a very important point. Actually, at the stage of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana, or raganuga sadhana, and even in bhava bhakti, our chanting of japa, or chanting of the holy name, it is a quest for Krishna. We're actually searching. And as Prabhupada says, they were moving around the land of Vrindavan. The Goswamis are moving around Braj Mandal, searching Krishna. Where is Krishna? Are you here on the Jamuna? Are you over there in the caves of Govardhan? Are you in the Rasastali? Are you in Nandagan? Where are you? I'm searching everywhere. So when we're chanting japa, we should be searching everywhere. Searching in each syllable, searching for Krishna and searching for Radha in each syllable. Matra Hare Krishna Rama. In each mantra, searching in our mind. Krishna, are you hiding in my mind? Hare Krishna. Krishna, are you hiding in my intelligence? Are you hiding under in my intelligence? Hare Krishna. Krishna, are you hiding in my heart? Hare Krishna. Where are you hiding? I know you're in there somewhere. Now come out with your hands up. Like the police, they say, hey, come out, put your hands up. Some chore, some thief. So Krishna, you're in, I know, everyone says that you're antaryami. They say you're antar. Antar means inside. Yami means to go. You've gone, antaryami, paramatma. You've gone inside. So you're inside where? Where have you gone? Have you gone inside the closet? Inside the garage? Inside the apartment? Inside the almira? Where have you gone? Are you inside my bead bag? Are you hiding there? Peekaboo, Krishna, I see you. Come out. Are you in there? Hey, what do you have in that bag? What's in that bag? You go through the airport and they, what's in that bag? I just went through, I had my bead bag. What's in that bag? And I said, Krishna. And then he said, Mala? Because it's India, they know. I said, yes. He said, okay, go ahead. So Krishna, are you hiding in my bead bag? Where are you? This is searching for Krishna. That's why Prabhupada says here. One should... It's a very interesting word. We have to follow the footprints of the Goswamis. How to search out Krishna and Radharani in Vrindavan or within your heart. Very interesting. So that means Vrindavan, the tract of land, Braj Mandal, Brajabhumi, Boma Vrindavan, or within your heart. Because Vrindavan ultimately is in the heart. If you find, you can find Radha and Krishna there also. That is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan. You want to know Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajan? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan, what is that bhajan? It is feeling of separation. Vipralamba seva. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, then you should understand that you are advancing in devotional service. So, if that's the true point, then the contrary is true. If you're chanting and serving for so many years and you don't feel any separation from Krishna, that means you are not making any advancement in devotion. You should feel some emptiness. Oh, Krishna, where are you? So many years are passing by, so many days, months, years, day after day, serving. I'm not finding you. Then that should create more intensity, more concentration, more hankering. It's called utkantita, utkantita bhav, utkantita, intense hankering, yearning, When, where, when, where? When will I meet you? Where will I meet you? When, where? I have these Hindi songs. What was it? Kahamalenge? Dum 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 dum, Kahamalenge? Dum dum dum. Right? Some village song in Braj Mandal about 5 years ago. Hello, Narayan? This is. Hello, Narayan? Huh? Who is it? The Narada Muni. Acha. Kahamalenge, ching chicka ching chum, kahamalenge, chicka chicka chum, kahamalenge, kahamalenge. Kahamalenge, when will I. Where? Kahan, when or where? Where? Kahan. Kahan, where will I meet you? Milenge. So that's our japa should be kahamalenge, Hare Krishna, kahamalenge, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Rama, kahamalenge. But not in a joke, I'm making a joke, but actually it should be full of tears and crying. Oh Krishna, where will I meet you? When will I meet you? How? I already know how. How it will be done? It will be done by bhakti, by pure bhakti, by nam. By chanting Shuddhanam, this meeting will occur. This auspicious meeting will come about, definitely, without a doubt. Very wonderful purport here. This is 1969. 1969, when everybody had their head on backwards, practically speaking. Right? It's only a couple of years after the movement, and they're all converted hippies and drug addicts. And he's talking about Vipralamba Seva, Chaitanya's bhajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan is Vipralamba Seva. Now, if we speak these terms now, everybody says, wow, what's that? What are you talking about? And this is 40 years later. 41 years later. I never heard this Vipralamba Seva. What is this Vipralamba Seva? This is 1969. The Prabhupada was giving the essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta right in the beginning. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing in devotional service. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in the feeling of separation. Then it will be perfect. That is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. So there is a very wonderful entry here from our Param Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It comes from a book in English of his English teachings and lectures and conversations with different professors. It's something like, you could say, the forerunner of Prabhupada's book, which was put together by his disciples, called Science of Self-Realization, which is not actually a book. Prabhupada didn't sit down and write a book called Science of Self-Realization. Devotees collected articles here and there, random articles, and collected them under different titles, and sewed together, pieced together a book, which many of you have read, called Science of Self-Realization. So in a similar way, back in the 30s, the disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they produced one book called Sri Chaitanya's Teachings, which maybe you've read or seen. It's in English. Don't confuse that with Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, which is called Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. That's completely, these are two different books. Sri Chaitanya's Teachings, which is all his conversations with professors and some articles he's written about divine amor, spiritual love. Very many interesting articles there. So this particular entry comes from that book, and it's about this mood of separation. Although the language is a little bit difficult, but the phraseology is quite penetrating and quite profound. If you can listen with open ears and a very receiving mind, then you can receive a lot of nice ideas about separation. In the absolute region, which means the spiritual world, separation acts to inebriate us, which means to intoxicate or bewilder us. Here in the material world, when we are deprived of something, we feel rather helpless. But in the spiritual world, the act of separation provides more opportunities of serving Lord Krishna. The very procedure of approaching Krishna is to realize the condition of separation. Here in this material world, we do not find Krishna. The Absolute cannot be had here. Although we may have ample inclination for having him, which means we don't see Krishna here now in 2007. He was here 5,000 years ago, but not now. But we may have an inclination. We have a desire, an inclination. We may like to see God or like to see him. Our equipments of the mind and senses are quite inadequate to gain access to the transcendence. In other words, our senses, our mind, ears, and senses are not powerful enough or qualified enough to see God at the present stage. Unless we have devotional aptitude, we cannot invoke Krishna here. Krishna does not condescend to come to this region and become an object of the activities of our senses. It's a very high-class language. We must find out the means to approach Krishna. And what is that? It is called sadhana bhakti. We have to be in touch with Krishna, but he has denied us this privilege. Mamai vamcho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Krishna says in Gita that the jivas are my amshas. They are my parts and parcels. But now it appears that we're separated from Krishna. It appears that way due to illusion, due to maya, covering of maya. So he's not giving us an opportunity. This is the case of separation. When Krishna, the lover, the center of all love, has denied the beloved his presence, our inclinations and activities should double or triple to have his association. This sort of separation is an essential point. It is the cardinal point that will help us to have the inclination to approach Krishna. So if we, by sadhana bhakti, if we can understand, everyone is looking for love. And everyone is looking for the ideal or ultimate person to repose their love in, to offer their love to, and to receive love back from. But with intelligence and experience, intelligent discrimination and experience, one will come someday, hopefully, to the realization that the real object of love, the real lover of me and every other jiva, is actually Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, God. God is the ultimate lover, the final lover, the perfect lover, and the only lover in the true sense of the word. And everyone else who is posing as an object of love or a personality of love is actually an imposter. In the guise of a lover, they're coming as an exploiter to exploit, to degrade, or to remove, or to delude. Oh yes, I love you. You scratch my back, and I'll scratch your back. You don't scratch my back, then get back. Get lost. Oh, I love you so much. Then a week later, okay, go to the divorce court. Divorced. So this is a plane. This whole plane is exploitation. But if we realize that the center of all love is actually God, and now our lover is separated from us, then we should double or triple our activities. Oh, how can I meet my lover? For example, if someone is so-called very much in love with a husband and wife, and some circumstance or situation removes the two, that one has to go to Dubai or something to work for 2 years in some oil or hotel or something, and the wife is stuck in Bombay, then they're thinking, how can I? And then they feel that separation, and their desire to meet increases more and more if they actually have a strong bondage of between each other, bondage of love. As the days go on, their desire will double, triple, quadruple to meet. So this is the essential point. All our attempts should be directed towards association with Krishna. But that association is now denied. Why? For the purpose of studying our hearts. So we're trying to find Krishna. We are trying to meet Krishna. We're trying to love Krishna. But Krishna's withholding himself. He's withholding himself. He's not revealing himself. Why? Because he's studying the nature of our hearts. Is your desire pure? Is there some mixture there? A little bit you want to love me unequivocally and without unconditionally and in an unalloyed way? Or there's some calculation in your love. Yes, I want to love you, God, but I also want a little bit for me. Not much, but a little bit. Nice car and a house by the sea. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So, Jaya Jagadish, but give me a nice car by the sea. Nariman Point, or whatever it is. Malabar Hill. What is it?
Malabar
Hill. Nariman Point. 1 lakh per square foot. Whatever it is. So this is obviously conditional love, impure approach. So Krishna is looking, he's considering, should I give my love to this lover? Or is this lover some cheating mentality there? So that's why Krishna is withholding, he's not revealing himself. The condition of separation is a very good thing for Krishna's servitor, as in separation, he can culture his affinity or inclination for the Absolute more than when he is allowed to appear before Krishna. Krishna has intentionally denied us and deprived us of his presence. When we are disappointed in not having Krishna's presence, we should actually thank our stars. And we should think, I know that Krishna wants me to acquire more affinity or interest or inclination or love for him. And therefore, he has given me that opportunity by denying his darshan. We should always be alert in offering our service. Service is best offered by chanting the holy name. So, crying for Krishna. And we can continue that tomorrow.